Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. This weekend, my youngest daughter is going paintballing. Now, this is an activity I've never tried. However, I must confess, I'd sure love to. Now, as I understand it, everyone is issued with a gun that fires pellets containing paint. The object of the game is to shoot all of your opponents before they shoot you. You know when you are hit, because when the paintball comes into contact with you, the pellet explodes, and you are covered in paint. When this happens, you are out of the game. I also understand that when you get hit, it hurts, which merely adds injury to insult. It seems to me that life is a bit like playing paintball. Often our daily existence seems nothing more than a pitched battle. We fight through traffic or the public transportation system to get to our work. But when we get there, we find colleagues and supervisors who don't mind taking pot shots at us that wound and bruise our confidence and self-esteem. Then, after a hard day, we return home, only to be ambushed by our spouse or our children. However, this should not surprise us, as the Bible tells us that life is a struggle. God expects us to be perfect. Jesus says as much in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, when he says, "Be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." Surely that can't be right. Perfect? Well, James echoes Jesus' words when he writes in chapter 2, verse 10, "For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it." Ouch! Guess we all just got hit by that paintball, huh? In the game of life, if you sin, you lose. And the wages of sin is death. Paul informs us of that in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Not only does sin bring death, it bruises, and it wounds us physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. And often sin leaves a horrible stain on our lives that no matter how hard we try, we will never be able to remove. Sin looks us square in the eye and says, "Bang, you're out." But when we were left for dead on life's battlefield, Jesus comes to our rescue. He doesn't just give us a second chance, for he knows that we would only get blown away again. Instead, he gives us a new life. Through baptism, he washes away all the filth that covers us. Instead of giving us what we deserve for breaking God's commandments, death, Jesus gives us life as a free gift, undeserved and unmerited. He took the death we deserved, and he gives us the life that he has always possessed. He took our sinfulness, and he exchanged it for his righteousness. He died our death so that we might have his life. Even for Christians, maybe even especially for Christians, life will continue to be a battle. We will be hit from all sides, and the pain, suffering, and sorrow will be very real. But we know that the forgiveness, life, and love of Christ are even more real. They have washed us clean, and they will continue to do so throughout our entire lives, no matter what comes our way. In Christ, we can face whatever the world throws at us and say, "Game on." So let us pray. Lord, if our hearts be hard or choked with tears, send, we ask you, your angels, even if it be your angel of sorrow, to plow and to harrow and to cleanse the unfruitful ground. For your mercy's sake, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.